Baseball is all about tradition, but every home game brings something new. Just like Mio Sparkling Sake, crafted with time-honored Japanese brewing techniques, Mio delivers a modern twist. Slightly sweet, refreshingly effervescent, and as crisp as a perfect pitch. Whether you love sake or just want to discover something new, Mio is a crowd pleaser. Light, bubbly, and easy to enjoy. At Citi Field or at your favorite spot, ask for Mio Sparkling Sake by name. A new tradition. Served chilled. Brought to you by Takara Sake, proud sponsors of the New York Mets and the Rico Bronya podcast.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Let me also address the other major conversation point that Met fans want to have, and they'll certainly have it on Monday, and that is Alex Cora. Alex Cora, of course, was fired by the Boston Red Sox over the weekend. It was shocking. Like, as bad as the Red Sox were, I don't think anyone looked at the manager as the guy that was going to take the blame for it. Ownership is pathetic. The front office is pathetic. And Alex Cora is a championship manager. You can't say that about their GM and team president. Can't say about that about Craig Breslow. We could say it about Alex Cora. So I think it was a surprise to a lot of us that Alex Cora got fired over the weekend. And the natural reaction, you know, once Yankee fans gloat a little bit, or you get over the Red Sox decision, is to naturally look at the Mets and the Phillies, two pathetic, disgusting teams in the National League East who have their managers on the hot seat, and say, we could use Alex Cora. Obviously, we could. I have great respect for Alex Cora. I think he's one of the better managers in all of baseball. Was he perfect in Boston? Of course not. No one is perfect. But if I was power ranking the 30 major league managers, and honestly do it, even if you're not a big believer in Alex Cora, take the 30 managers, let's include him on that list, and just power rank them. Like, all right, I have a baseball team. I have a quality baseball team. Now I get to pick the manager, and I get to pick of the 30 guys that are currently employed as a current manager. So you're taking out the Bruce Bochys and the Buck Showalters and the Joe Girardis. You're just taking the 30 active managers, and you ranked them in terms of it's a draft, and you get to pick the guy who's going to manage your team. He's in the top five. He's that good. So I'll save any suspense. Would I want Alex Cora to manage my team? Of course I would. In fact, if you go back to when he was hired, the Mets were also looking for a manager. It was right after the disastrous 2017 season. And the Mets had fired Terry Collins. And so they were looking for a manager. And it was a weird cycle, because what we didn't know is that Joe Girardi was going to be fired a few weeks later. So in early October, you know, teams were looking to hire managers. If I knew Joe Girardi was going to be available, he was going to be number one on my list. But none of us knew the Yankees were going to fire a manager after getting to the seventh game of the American League Championship Series. And I'll try to find the archives on this, the WFAN archives. But Beningo and I were talking about who we preferred. And the guy I preferred going into the 2018 season was Alex Cora. But what I said to Joe on the air, I'll never forget this, was he's not picking us. He's not picking the Wilpons. He's not picking this franchise, which you could feel was kind of going down after the disastrous 2017 season. You know, a few years earlier, we're in the World Series. Harvey's on the top of the world. Jake's on the top of the world. Syndergaard's climbing the world. Steven Matz looks like he's going to be real good. Zach Wheeler's coming off Tommy John. It felt great to be a Met fan, and clearly the manager was in no risk of losing his job. Terry was doing a fine job, especially in 15, and even now he saved the team in 16. But after the failure of 17 and the injuries to a lot of those pitchers, the Mets didn't look appealing. They didn't look appealing at all. The front office was starting to come in disarray. We know about the ownership situation. And so I remember very vividly saying, I want this guy to be my manager. He was the hot candidate, especially after the Astros' success.
Baseball is all about tradition, but every home game brings something new. Just like Mio Sparkling Sake. Crafted with time-honored Japanese brewing techniques, Mio delivers a modern twist. Slightly sweet, refreshingly effervescent, and as crisp as a perfect pitch. Whether you love sake or just want to discover something new, Mio is a crowd pleaser. Light, bubbly, and easy to enjoy. At Citi Field or at your favorite spot, ask for Mio Sparkling Sake by name. A new tradition. Served chilled. Brought to you by Takara Sake. Proud sponsors of the New York Mets and the Rico Bronya podcast.
But I knew he wasn't going to pick us. I knew he wasn't going to take us. And so we didn't get him. We ended up with that pervert, Mickey Callaway. I didn't know he was a pervert at the time, but we ended up with the former pitching coach of the then Cleveland Indians. And for years, even when Alex Cora took a shot at me that one time, after I questioned David Price's ability to pitch a big game, I still looked at him and said, man, I would have been right about that. That guy's a good manager. That guy's a good communicator. And I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care how involved he was or wasn't in the Astros cheating scandal. And I don't think the Red Sox in 2018 was anything greater than what the Dodgers were doing, the team they beat in the World Series. So if the cheating thing is your problem, okay, it ain't mine. So Alex Cora, yes, of course is he a better manager than Carlos Mendoza. He's a better manager than Aaron Boone. He's a better manager than most of the guys still active. With all of that said, with all that pomp and circumstance around how great Alex Cora is and the obvious that he would be a major upgrade over what we have, he's not taking the job in the middle of the season. We all got to do ourselves a favor. We have to try just a tiny bit to be somewhat realistic. Can I scream and yell for the next 5 minutes about hire Alex Cora? I can give that to you if that's what you want. Hire him. He's great. He's this. He's that. We all know he's great and he's this and that. But in the middle of a season in which he got fired less than 48 hours ago and he's due $7 million that the Red Sox are paying him, the idea that he is going to take the Met job or the Philly job is very unrealistic. It would be shocking. I mean, I guess in this world, nothing should completely shock you, but it would be very, very unorthodox and is very, very unlikely. So I'm going to save all ourselves the time. Would I love Alex Cora to manage the team? Yes. If Alex Cora called me up, like I'm Steve Cohen, and he called me up and said, look, I don't mean to be a bad guy. Mendy's a wonderful dude. But if you're thinking of making a managerial change, you know what? Screw it. I'll take the job right now. Would I do it? Of course I would. I just think the discourse that's probably going to occur around it. I can't see Twitter, so I'm sure it's happening on Twitter. But for those that are not aware, public service announcement, I was hacked. So if you see weird tweets from at Evan Roberts WFN, it ain't me. And God knows when it'll be fixed. So I'll probably tweet through the Evan and Tiki account if I truly have something to say. I've been putting out the Rico information through the Evan and Tiki account. But I haven't been engulfed in Twitter and X, whatever it's called now. But I can imagine it's all about hire Cora today. It's just not realistic. So I'd love him. He's a wonderful manager. And I think that it's very likely that the Mets are going to be looking for a full-time manager for the 2027 season. And he should be atop their list. I'd actually even put him ahead of Bruce Bochy. And I have great respect for Bochy. And that's not me saying Cora is a better manager. I think you have to factor in the age. You have to factor in how long he would want to do this job. But Alex Cora would top my list. But I cannot, in good conscience, take time out of the Rico every day now for the next month talking about something that's truly not going to happen. So I endorse him, bring him in. He's amazing. It's not happening in the middle of the year. If the Mets fire Carlos Mendoza, and I fully expect that we are at that moment where it's going to happen and it's going to happen soon. Like I've said for a while, it's going to be Andy Green or it's going to be Kai Correa, probably not Carlos Beltran. And one negative of Beltran, keep this in mind, and obviously him and Cora very close. I don't think Beltran takes this job on an interim basis. Like, I think if Beltran, in the middle of his Hall of Fame summer, says, I'm going to take this job, He's going to take it on a new three-year contract. I don't think he's taking an interim job. Kai Correa and Andy Green have no other choice. So if you're a big Beltran guy, and I've been a big Beltran guy, understand it is very unlikely that he's going to replace Mendy on an interim basis. I think he's got enough, I guess, money in the bank also to just say, no, I'll do it under my terms, my circumstances.